Welcome to Ram Radio with Pastor John Coleman of Into the Word Ministries, the Biblical Alternative. Ram Radio stands for Reformation Apologetics Ministry. Ram Radio is a program for the Christian who is constantly learning and growing in the Word of God. The discussions during Ram Radio will challenge each listener to know what they believe and why they believe it. Sometimes the discussions will challenge your salvation. Stay with us and investigate the scriptures to know what is expected of the man or woman who claims Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Get your Bible ready. Here's Pastor John Coleman.
Thank you so much, Mark Ramsey, and thank you for joining me for another webcast on this date. What is the date? It's the 15th of July. The 15th of August, 2012. And we're going to talk about darkness. Darkness. Like to read a verse to you that thinks that Jesus was never serious about what he said when he said it. Thank you for joining me for the webcast. Since I've doused the music in the background, the scripture that I'd like to start off with is one that really a lot of Christians don't ever want to pay any attention to looking at. And as a matter of fact, I believe that they need to pay very close attention to these scriptures as we analyze what the Word of God says. You know, we're living in two kinds of worlds, the world of spiritual light and the world of spiritual darkness. And a lot of people, they don't like to think about these things because they like to think that they're just going to slip by and get away with murder with God. This is what it says in John chapter 12, verse 35. Then it says, "Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you, walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you, for he that walketh in darkness knoweth not where he goeth." Now, this is a very interesting verse, because what the verse is saying is that there are two kinds of lives to live. You can live the dark side of life, which embraces evil, which embraces that which is anti-God, which embraces all that is against God. And you know, a lot of people don't like to hear about this because they can't stand to hear this particular message. This message warrants a reaction out of the one that hears it. There's a dark lifestyle and a light lifestyle. I'm not going to get into the things that is denotive of darkness. We know what that is. Any kind of a situation, you know what, I can't help it. Working around here in the office and coming in contact with a lot of faces that I used to know, a lot of people that I used to talk to, dead and gone. And I can't help but to think about these people because they used to hear me preach these words to them. Be careful. Now, while you are in the light, beware, lest darkness comes upon you. Jesus is giving us a thorough warning. Have you ever read 1 John chapter 2, verse 9? It says, "He that saith that he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now." You know what that's saying? You can't be going around here hating people, wanting to have people messed up, killed, destroyed. You're in darkness now. And what is this darkness? Separation from God. Cut off from God. Estranged from God. You have a lot of people in church think that they're religious. And I just got to say it. A lot of people think that because they hang with me and that they know me, that I in some kind of supernatural, strange way can keep them out of the darkness. No, I'm not going to the darkness with you. I want to share another one with you here. Look at John chapter 3, verse 19. It says, "And this is a condemnation, that light has come into the world." Light through the Word of God, through the Logos, through the Christ child, through his 3-year ministry on earth. Light has come into the world. Jesus is the light of the world. We used to sing that in church. I don't know what they're singing in these places now. It's crazy. It says, but look what it says. and men love darkness rather than the light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. Evil deeds is denotive of darkness. All this sex that these people are having with each other. I mean, just blatant, raw, dirty, filthy sex with anyone. Nobody's caring anything. Look, that's darkness. There's going to be judgment for that. Now, you know what? We can brush that aside. I don't believe that there's going to be a judgment. As a matter of fact, I read an article today where a young man was saying that he went to a Oral Roberts University, which is a Pentecostal university. His father is a Pentecostal pastor, and he said that after he got his MDiv in Oral Roberts University, that he doesn't know whether everything that he studied or learned in that seminary was true. Mine is totally messed up. Now, I'm going to go back to it because I saved that website as a favorite place, and I'm going to try to contact him through that organization that he wrote that blog on and give him some factual evidence how he can know that it's true. Because I'm telling you, man, that is exactly what the devil wants you to believe. Isn't that just like him? He doesn't want you to believe that what God said is true. And I guess also I'm not to believe that he's true. He's the one that perpetrated darkness. I like what Jesus said. He said, Jesus was talking to the religious leaders of his day, and he said, you are of your father, the devil. And then Jesus said, gives a description of his father and said, and he was a liar from the get-go, from Jump Street. That's what being in darkness is. You failing in so much darkness, you don't even know that you're in the darkness. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. I know it's true. In John chapter 1, verse 5, and the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. In other words, the light shining all around you, and you so dumbfounded and stupid in sin, you can't even see it yourself. Look at Proverbs 4:19. The Bible is replete with what darkness is. I'm living in a world full of darkness. I was looking at World Star Hip Hop, you know, that video thing, and they had a video clip of a guy taken in the police station, and the police, with their stupid, depraved selves, didn't search the guy. The guy pulls out a 40, looked like a 40 or 45, puts a bullet in his own brain, kills himself right in the police station. When I saw that video, I said, well, I think I'm through looking at this website. Man, when you look at the darkness that humanity is in, the darkness. There's another one, you know, my friend Ringo for Life has up on his breaking news website. Where a father breaks the neck of his own daughter because she wouldn't smile at him, bathed in darkness. Where a 20-year-old man couldn't find a girlfriend, so he jumps on his 62-year-old grandmother and attempts to rape her. Full of darkness. Darkness all around us in this world, and we're laughing it off. Look at Proverbs 4:19. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. They're oblivious to what they're doing. It's like a man being so loaded, going down the street, he doesn't even know where he's going. It says, in this generation, many people have forsaken Christ. They have forsaken Jesus. They leave the paths of righteousness and follow a path of unrighteousness. Uprightness they laugh at. They mock. They walk in the way of darkness. Proverbs 2:13 says it well. This is yet another example showing that a person can leave Jesus to walk in the ways of Jesus. Of Satan. To leave him and to walk in the ways of darkness. This is what they relish in. This is what they glory in. These are the ways of Satan. But Matthew 6:23 says, but if thine eye be evil, look what Jesus says, the whole body shall be full of darkness. In other words, you're living in this particular way, your whole existence is in darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be dark, how great is that darkness? I'm going to tell you, And I tell people around me all the time, I'm never going to let foolishness, lust of the flesh, pull me into a dark lifestyle and have me doing some things that God would be totally, totally unpleased with. If a person is positive, they may be saved, but they are actually unsaved because the darkness and the deception that is in them is very great. Don't think that because you have an intellectual ascent of the mind that you are not bathed in darkness altogether. In this generation, you know, a lot of people think that the rapture is going to come. But it is clearly stated in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except, look at what Paul says, there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. There has to be a great falling away. There are so many people falling away from this truth. When I work on this website and try to put up stuff to keep it up to warn people about what's coming on them, a lot of people have been telling me, man, why are you wasting your time? Ain't nobody listening to that. The day to hear that is over. You better hear what it says in this text, and you better pay attention to this text. Let no man deceive you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. People are in darkness. Let no man deceive you. I don't care if a hoe come up to you looking like Beyonce. I don't care if a hoe come up to you as rich as Jay-Z. I don't care if they come flashing their Mercedes, Bentleys, or whatever the Hades they drive. Excuse my French, because I'm getting upset about this. There is not enough people bold enough about the holiness of God. That's darkness. That stuff will send you to hell. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. The coming of the Antichrist is not going to take place on this planet, except first comes the apostasy. It's called a falling away. Indeed, the falling away has come already. I believe it. When you look at America, I've researched all these websites, all this stuff on there. Some of this stuff looks so tasteful to me sometimes, but it is very distasteful to a spirit of light. But when you are bathed in the spirit of darkness, it looks good to you. You people better listen to me. And I'm not talking about you people that are playing like you have faith. I'm talking about those of you that's trying to take a chance. Better not take that chance. Oh, my friends, my friends. Now, darkness does not comprehend the light. John 1 and 4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. This life and light is in Jesus. It is not in Lucifer. He's a lying bastard angel that was kicked out of heaven for his mess. The light shines in the darkness. But when you're in darkness, you don't understand it. You can't comprehend it. You have no idea what you're looking at. My friends, I'm telling you, when it says that he was life, only in Jesus is eternal life. As it is written in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other. That means Buddha, chanting, your good deeds, your good works, giving money to the poor, feeding thousands, building your mama a grand house, helping out everybody. There ain't no life in that. You're going to die. Hey, this is the way the Bible teaches it. If you die and you do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ based on light and life, you are going to hell for an eternity when you die. I don't care if you're my mama, my children, if you're my daughters, if you my cousins, you my sons, you my loved ones, you my working companions. This is Pastor John talking. This ain't nobody else but PJ talking to you. I don't give a rat's whatever who you are, what you have. If you don't bow the knee to this man, Jesus Christ, the Savior, and submit your life to him, I'm going to give you plain old preaching. Since the world has come hard on me with this sin stuff, I'm coming back just as hard with your darkness. Your darkness is going to leave you into a life of eternal oblivion. Now, when it says, and the life, this is eternal life that I'm talking about, which we find in Jesus Christ. It don't take much to believe that. Okay, he was the light. In other words, Jesus was in his life and in the light. In Jesus is life, and he is the light. Now, when you talk about mankind, the only light, the only way possible to receive eternal life is for mankind to come through this deity called Jesus Christ. You can reject it if you want to. Don't make me no good, never mind. I don't know why you want to stop me from saying it. Let me say it. And I know why people don't want me to say it, because they know it's true. They know that it's true. And the darkness, when it says, does not comprehend it, means it doesn't understand it. In other words, the unbelieving, the one that doesn't believe what I'm saying right now, maybe you, maybe your mama, maybe your wife, maybe your children, whatever. And whenever I talk with people, I always ask them, do you believe? Yes, I'm a believer. No, you don't. Because if you was a believer, you'd get the hell out of darkness. Just trying to make it, keep it plain for you, since you think I'm a punk now because I'm a Christian. Well, not a Christian, because I told you a couple of years ago, I don't know how to define that term when I look at the church, because they don't talk to people like this. Your pastors don't talk to you like this. They pussyfooting around the idea. Don't you think it ridiculous that I have to put all of these old messages that I preach up on my website, old work that I've done to try to reach people, because they're not listening to me when I speak to them in the real. That's why I put up the soundcast, because you're not listening to me in the real. So I put up some old stuff to see if what I'm saying in this 2012 day matches what I said back in the other day. Now, if it hasn't changed since then, and a young man told me recently, ain't nobody listening to that. They don't believe that manure anymore. That's what he told me. That's all right, because they're all in darkness. And that don't bother me, because the more people that stay in darkness will end up in hell when they leave the planet. And the preacher John can't make it right for you, but I'm not going to join you in there. Oh, I have the propensity to sin. Let's not get this thing twisted. If I could sin, I'd be sinning with you. If I can go out and get laid any day of the week and do this and do that, I'd do it with you. Because in my flesh, I want that stuff. Everybody wants it. But you know what? If I'm going to get to heaven, I better keep my behind in the light. Do you hear me? I have a brain, I can think. I'm not out of my mind. Don't you people that... Listen... Those of you that are listening to me that are holding to a standard, you hold to that standard. Because I'm telling you, as sure as your mama been born, when the end of this life comes, there's going to be literally billions of people giving account to God for the deeds that they did in their body, whether those deeds be good or bad. Hold up. Let me answer this phone and see who this is calling me here. Oh, no. That's nobody. That's nobody but a waste of time. Just hang up. See what I'm talking about? When darkness call you, you hang up on it. You don't even want to talk to it. And that's the way you have to be. You have to be adamantly adamant as you look at this situation. Oh, I praise God. I praise God, because as he gives me the opportunity, I don't want to be one that cannot comprehend the light, because I'm so deep in the darkness. And those of you that think that I am that deep in the darkness, you are completely out of your mind. Let me say this. Pastor John is a very mature man that believes in God, meaning that my belief in God is not contingent upon other people's belief. I don't need other people to prop me up to assure me that I'm living or doing the right thing. I've never have needed people in that way. And I don't need them today. Now, these people that are in darkness, let's talk about this and see what it's all about here. They do not understand salvation or the holy aspect of it. They do not understand God's love, nor his mercy, nor his compassion, because they keep kicking up their heels in God's face. They do not comprehend the light. Their very thoughts and intents of their hearts are wrong when viewed in the light of God's word. Thus, their own hearts reshape and redefine God's word. They say, oh no, it can't be like that. I'm a good person. No, you're not. You're good for hell. That's about all of us are good for. You know, when I read that article about that young man that went to, well, he went to Oral Roberts. What do you expect to get out of a place like that? You're not going to find God, Jehovah, in a place like that. And most of these liberal, as well as conservative theological institutions, you won't find preachers sounding like me on the radio today or on the internet. They think I'm too hard. These people are walking around talking with these people with kid gloves. Tell them they're on their way to hell. But no, what the church is telling them is that you too busy owing me your tithes. Yeah, right. I know how that is. They understand God's word in the content of their heart as the content of their heart wants them to understand it. In other words, they practice eisegesis, not exegesis. In darkness, they just do not understand God and his ways. Although many are positive and say that they're positive people, that does not mean that they understand God in that way. They see God's word as if viewed through darkened, distorted, and colored sunglasses. I don't understand this God that they're looking at. It doesn't make any sense to me. These people are in darkness. When they read the word of God, their eyes and their ears and their hearts do not understand what God's word really mean to them. They are in darkness. And that is the difference between being in darkness and being in the light. When I talk with people, and man, do you know how many years I've done Bible study and given Bible study, and I'm giving to the people and they don't understand it yet? It is as if there is an impenetrable black filter that prevents the real truth as God meant it to be understood from reaching their hearts, their eyes, their ears. Their darkened and calloused heart, and the more you speak against God like that, their darkened and calloused heart cannot fully comprehend what they are hearing as it applies to themselves. Now, they'll try to convince themselves, no, don't tell me I'm like this. I'm not like this. I'm like that. No, you're not. No, you're not. When God's word comes in contact with their eyes and their ears and their heart, it is like the good seed falling on cement, or seed that falls into a rocky soil. And those of you that are like that and hear me, you know what I'm talking about. Our seeds sprout. Wait a minute, what you hitting that dial for to turn me off? Why are you going to another place? Why don't you want to listen to the end of this? Why won't you let me bring you to the culmination of this mess? You know what you are. Living all died in it. Died in darkness. You're listening to a preacher. I'm not perfect, but you're listening to me. Why can't you hear it? Because I'm going to tell you, the final day, God is going to judge me by the very word that I'm talking to you on. And please don't try to bring up my debauchery. I'll tell you, your mama, your daddy, and all of you, that I was born in sin just like you, shaped in iniquity. I know the difference between darkness and life. And I go towards the light and the life, and not towards the death and the darkness. Now, if you want to tell me that you're not going towards the death and the darkness, repent of your debauchery and stop doing it. And if you can't and will not stop doing it, that proves it. These people have a wayside heart. Thus, their understanding is completely distorted. In other words, God's word gets through to them. However, afterward, Satan is able to either stop it from coming any further deeper into the heart to make a good work, or then Satan gets to it and he distorts it. In other words, God's word gets through. However, afterwards, Satan is able to take that thing and put a lot of stones and thorns and hatred and anger and bitterness and resentment and fears and loneliness and hurts and pride and selfishness and self-desire and feeling sorry for yourself and pleasure and cares of the world, the distastefulness and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of all kinds of choice, and it kills God's word. Soon it begins to bear good fruit, and then it becomes unfruitful, even as a tree begins to bear good fruit, and then it withers away and dies. That's what these people are like. That's what I see the American, well, the church all over the world as, except for the real believers that are willing to hang in there and say what needs to be said. I tell you, the church is corrupt. The church is corrupt. If you think about why you're doing what you're doing and what benefit it brings anybody, it brings no benefit of anything. The darkness wants the light extinguished because it exposes these evil deeds that you're doing. I'm still alive and I'm still touting this out, and I'm going to tout it out until I die. And the persons that I have taken over my website hopefully will keep this stuff recycled, and so that as God seeks to get through, some of you that are in the darkness now will be a part of the light later. Unjust thought comes forth in those that are dark, because unjust thoughts come forth from unjust persons. Those who have Satan as their father will not understand the light. They cannot understand the light. They resist the light, and in due time they shall perish. I don't mean just die, because that's easy. Dying, my friend, is very easy. I'm talking about perish from the very presence of God. Well, there's coming a part where the Bible says that God will say to those that thought that they knew him, "Depart from me, you that worked iniquity. I never knew you." In John 5:26, Jesus says, "For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given it to the Son to have life within himself." You see that? Well, you may not want to know that. You may not want to hear that, but that's the way it is. It's in your Bibles. All you have to do is read it. John chapter 6, verse 57 says, "As the living Father hath sent me," Jesus said, "and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me." Now, he was talking about the accepting of Jesus Christ in the heart through the means of communion, the bread and the cup. You're identified. Did you know that a lot of people take Holy Communion and don't even know what they're doing? They're lying to themselves. I see them do that all the time. You ever see those actors, movie stars, rap singers all get on the stage when they win these hellish worldly awards given by Lucifer and say something like giving honor to God and loving my mother and my family? Man, this is all satanic. These people are in darkness. Darkness, darkness, wearing satanic symbols. And then when you try to show these people the stuff on the internet about the Jay-Z's of this world, given the signs of the Illuminati and all of that, they're living in denial. They won't even say, "Wow, I never saw that." I'll give you another verse. John 10:10 says, this is Jesus speaking. He said, "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy." That's Satan. Then Jesus says, because he's in the light, he is the life, he says, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." And so we understand through the use of language that there is light and there is darkness. Look at what else Jesus says in John chapter 20, verses 25 and 26. Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection." See, we're trying to get other things to resurrect us. A rap singing contract? Sell your soul to Satan? You are the stupidest fool in the world to sell your soul for money, for a mansion, for a Bentley. You got to be out of your ever-loving mind, because we only live here a few years on this planet. When we dead, It's done. You're not coming back. You're not going to be reincarnated in a chimpanzee or a rattlesnake. You're dead and done. And the life that you live down here, you will give an account of every statement, every deed that you did, every day that you did it. Now look what Jesus says. Look what Jesus says. I'm still quoting from John 11, 25 and 26. And the life that he believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. In other words, Jesus says, if you come to me and I have the life, and even though you die, you are going to be alive because I've given you life. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me, Jesus says, shall never die. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to die. I had a young man tell me not 20 minutes ago. He says, yes, I pray for you. I said, what do you pray for? He says, I pray that you never die. Oh, no, 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 no. You know why? Oh, no. I said, I'm going to die. We have to die. Sin brings death. That's why every human being has to die. And then Jesus says, believest thou this? Jesus says, even though you die, I'm going to keep you in life because you believe in me. Now, what you want me to do, follow Lucifer? You're completely out of your mind. Let me give you some clarification on how I talk. If I say that I'm capable of doing a lot of sin, I am. That doesn't mean that I do it. I am capable of doing it because as a free will agent, I can choose to blaspheme God. I will not do it. I may have lust in my heart and debauchery in my flesh, but thinking it through, I will not do it. Do you hear me? Do you read me? Do you understand me? Now, what I want you to do is I want you to answer yourself and see if you have the capacity to ask yourself, will you do it while you're in the status of doing it? If you're doing it while you're in the status of doing it, you are in darkness because you're thinking about it before you did it, while you're doing it, after you're doing it. You have no remorse, no sorrow for you doing it. Therefore, you are in the category to go to hell eternally for the rest of your life. That's what gets you in hell. You want to know what gets you in hell? The rejection of the words of Jesus Christ and the hating of this Lord and Savior Christ in such a way that you deem it necessary to destroy whatever he is trying to do in any human being. I have read articles lately and seen what people are doing to other people, the bludgeoning of other people, our young people getting on expressways, shooting up other people arbitrarily with no thought about it. I was speaking today with a man from New York City, and he was telling me about the Haitians that have come to New York and the lifestyle that they bring with them, animalistic, devilish stuff. And then when I think about the laws being passed in this country by that lollipop president we have in the White House these days, man, it is ridiculous what we've done. This man has opened the floodgates to total debauchery in our country. Total. And we walking around here, especially these black folk that voted for him and all these young idiots, imbeciles that can't think beyond when they have to go to the toilet. I'm just keeping it real with you. You're in darkness. I'm going to give you another scripture. Since you're still listening to me, you must like it. John 14 and 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Pastor John, me, that's who I am. I am his servant. I am his preacher. I will affirm him. Don't try to get me to go into darkness. I'm not going into darkness with you. Like I said, it may be delightful to my brain when I think about it too hard. You give me two or three glasses of wine, I may consider it for about 10 seconds. Because that's what wine does. It dulls the senses. It relaxes the logical part of your brain too much. Though it's good for my heart condition and good for me, I will not drink so much wine that I don't know what the Hades I'm saying are doing. Do you understand me? Do you hear me? Do you feel me? Wait a minute. You're not convinced yet. John 17:3. These are the words of Jesus. And this is life eternal, that they might know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. You hear what he says? You want to know whether you have eternal life? You only have eternal life if you know Jesus. There it is. Stay with me in John chapter 20, verse 31. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Now, you're not going to have no life through no Satan Beelzebub juice. You're not going to get life through Satan's name. Satan didn't come to give no life. He came to take it. Now, I'm just saying this for those of you that think you can get me slipping and sliding in the darkness. You're out of your mind. I'm going to deal with you because God told me to deal with you, because I'm trying to lift you up out of the miry pit. I'm one of those pastors that don't mind hanging out with you and being with you and everything like that. I'm not going to do like the other hypocrites in church do, separate themselves from you because they deem you as some dirty, scandalous person that can't be saved. I believe that the Spirit of Christ will come in you when you see him booming through me. So as long as you want to stay next to me, I don't mind it. But you're not going to influence me for darkness. I think I'll end up with 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 29. I may go further, but I like this verse. It says, "For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness." Are you feeling me now? He is my lamp. Oh, wait a minute. Psalm 18:28. I'm not finished yet. I'm loving this. "For thou will light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." You get me? Don't be coming to me thinking that you're going to get me. Wait a minute. I'm not finished with you yet. I got some more for you. Because see, there's some people in darkness think that they can darken me. No, you can't darken me. I like Psalm 82:5. And don't worry about talking about Pastor John, because you can say anything you can about me. I'm loyal to the Jesus that saved me in August of 1967. To some of you, you weren't even on the planet yet when I met the Savior. So you don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about knowing the God that created the whole universe. And that blew my mind. I'm reading that thing. I got this young black man going to Oral Roberts University, gets an MDiv, and he get out of there, ain't gonna write an article. He still don't know whether God is true. Man, I can't believe these people. You're not a Christian? Not a Christian at all. Wait a minute. I want to keep reading this. Psalm 82:5 says, "They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course." This is what God's word says. Any other foundation other than Jesus Christ, you are completely out of your mind. Now, you preachers, as pastoring in these churches, that's where you're supposed to be talking to these people. And stop sugarcoating this mess. You're full of BS yourself. No wonder when I went to that church in Carson on Sunday, I didn't see no young people there. Ain't no young man going to come to some church and tell a pastor, tell him the truth. I want to see young man believing in the truth that I tell him. Wait a minute, hold up. Psalms 107. Verses 10 and 11. "Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they have rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High." When you contend with the counsel of the Most High, you are in trouble. Oh, don't be telling me they didn't take communion, so they not saved. Ah, no, they not coming to church. Oh, they're not giving their tithe. You lying, lying, lying. You are in darkness. See, PJ knows his Bible, loves his Bible, reads his Bible, studies his Bible. I love the Lord. I look at some of these old messages that I preach and that fire that was in me. I'm saying to God, relight that fire. Relight that flame. Start it up bright. Look at Psalms 112, verse 4. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. This is wonderful. Look at Proverbs 2:13. Who leave the path of unrighteousness to walk in the ways, who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. That's what a lot of people in the church has done. They've left it to walk in the path of darkness. Oh, I can imagine what they're going to be saying about me at my funeral. They're going to be saying, oh, I remember Pastor John did this with me, and he's in hell. He had a good life. Let me tell you something. And what I want you to do, this is what I want all you naysayers to do. I want you to make a webcast like this and put it up on a worldwide web so people can hear your argument against mine. I would tell you, somebody came right here in this studio right now, put a gun to my head and said, you will choose darkness over the light. I would tell them, you need to pull that trigger, fool. Pull that trigger. You can put my hands on the gun and make it look like I did it all you want to. I love God, Jesus Christ, likeness, hate darkness, hate it. I will never abdicate from Jesus Christ and the truth of his word, ever. There is no amount of money. There is no sex. There is no power that, hey, I can be homeless, pushing a cart down the street, singing the praises of him who gave me muscle power in my limbs to push the cart. You will think I'm a crazy man babbling on about some Jesus Christ. Oh, no, my friend. Let me end it up. And I'm not finished. I can give you hundreds of other scriptures to prove this to you. I have a plea. I have a request. Those of you that are playing with this, those of you that are playing with this, you need to stop playing and get serious, because you don't know when you're going to die. And you know, I know a lot of people would love to make a broadcast like this and put it up on the World Wide Web if they knew that they were close to death. But you know the way God got this death thing figured out? You don't know when you're going to die. All you know is that you're going to bite the dust. I got an admonition for you. If you are living in darkness, if you are disobedient in any area of your life at the present against what the Bible teaches about a life of righteousness, I didn't tell you to go to no church. I didn't tell you to give your money to no preacher. I didn't tell you to join a denominational group that makes you think like you better than somebody else. You better fall on your face where you are and cry out to the Lord God Jehovah, Lord God, save me today. Hey, I got some good news for you. He came for that very cause some 2,000 years ago, and he will hear your plea. But you got to speak to him from a broken and contrite heart. A heart that is sensitive to his precious Holy Spirit. And until you do with that, you are in the darkness. Pastor John in the Lucy Coleman studio on this 13th day of August. No, the 15th day of August. I don't know what's the matter. I don't know why I keep forgetting what day it is. On this 15th day of August, 2012, in the Lucy Coleman studio. And the reason that I put the date on there, I want you to know that this is no joke. This is no joke. I am telling you the truth. So whatever you hear after I die is a bald-faced lie, straight from the pit of hell. God bless you. Whatever you do, stay in the blessed word.